This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember, folks, that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Hey, folks, did you just hear that during the break? The conservatives? We don't need more gun legislation. No, they're not making reference to the Constitution, are they? They're not saying we don't have the right to go ahead and implement or suppress law-abiding gun owners in this country. That's not what they're saying. Nope. They're magnifying the crimes of what they call the left, as the left, as they call it, get their way. And this is the best that you get. Oh, this new actress, this controlled operator, Lorraine Boebert, the one that thinks this is a fashion show, and has a half smirk on her face while the American people are under attack by corruption or by those that they call the left that they fail to deal with. Isn't it interesting that she said, you know, we didn't ban planes after September 11th. This is the best you put up with, Americans. And I'm here to tell you, do not disarm. Because I'm here to tell you that this government has no business whatsoever trying to strip you law abiders away from bearing guns. You have the right to bear arms for the very purpose of what you're seeing on the horizon today. That's why you are allotted by God to hold those arms. Hey, folks, like I said yesterday, oxes have those big old sharp horns on their head, don't they? Why? To fend off predators. The same reason you have the right to bear arms is to fend off and defend yourself against predators, assailants, right? I just did an article 2 days ago. Lieutenant Colonel Jeff Cooper said, and where I'm calling for the American people to prosecute politicians that have created gun-free zones and making children soft targets. That's the right way to deal with this, friends. Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Cooper said, if a violent crime is to be curbed, it is only the intended victim who can do it. That's why you're armed. The felon does not fear the police, and he fears neither judge nor jury. Therefore, what he must be taught to fear is his victim. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Here, let me show you what you didn't hear on a positive, and then we're going to get back to that again in a moment. Did you hear about the mass shooting that just took place, friends, where the mom killed the active shooter with an AR-15 during graduation celebrations? You didn't hear about that, did you, from the mainstream media? Why? Because it doesn't fit the narrative. If it bleeds, it leads. Do you understand? If it bleeds, it leads. And if it fits their narrative, folks, if it doesn't fit their narrative, their useful idiots will set it up in such a fashion where it will fit their narrative, regardless if it's true or not. And more than not, it's not true. Yeah, that's another front, folks. The mainstream media needs to be lawfully shut down. And I'm talking about their corruptions. Because, again, free speech does not entail them or enable them to defame, to lie, and the list goes on. That's not free speech. That's stupidity on your part to suggest that they have the freedom to do that. They do not have the freedom to lie or to defame or to set forth propaganda through the mockingbird media. Nope, they don't have the right to do that, Americans. Okay? If you do your homework, you'd know the difference. But just this week, friends, a mass shooting that you didn't hear about. One where a mother, a law-abiding citizen with an AR-15, took out a shooter during a graduation celebration. Why didn't they highlight that? Huh? Silence is deafening, but I'll tell you what, this silence is very telling, is it not? Here, I want to show you a video. Tim Brown just sent it over to me. Thank you, Tim. And this is how we save lives and stop school shootings. Let me say it this way. Common sense does come into play.
Many of the teachers carry guns, just in case.
Show me your weapons and tell me what they are.
45, sir.
45.
Mr. Pastor, this is the 45. Yes, Director of Security.
45. That a boy, that a boy, that a boy.
The pastor carries a 45 in a case that looks like a Bible. The principal is also armed with a 38 semi-automatic pistol.
How many of you feel safer knowing that your teacher has a gun? All of you.
Every single student said they felt safer with the teacher having a gun. Every single student raised their hands when they were asked the question, how many of you in here feel safer knowing that your teacher has a gun? Every single hand went up. This does not represent, or this does not fit the narrative, friends. That's why, and I can see it again, and I'll tell you what, you want to make my blood boil, it is just this. These kinds of shows that you're listening to right now, this is why the mainstream media and big tech companies censor. I want to tell you this too. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, look at that picture. Beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do you see all those hands up? This is the voice of the American people. That's why, again, you have 393.3 million guns in the hands of the people. Your said, this narrative that's being thrown on you, that the governor needs to do something and create more gun legislation, that's not the people. And yet they're there to represent the people. They're working against the people, and they're showing you who they're working for, and it's not we the people. Just to make it clear. Just to make it clear. So we started the show off talking about what's going on and what took place at this school shooting that just recently took place, right? And I said, don't rush to judgment. And there's going to be more information coming out. You can mark my words. There's going to be connections. There's going to be false flags. You're going to see it. It's all over this. A shooter doesn't take an AR-15 and put it up on a screen and throw it on social media platforms and go out and give information that he's going to kill his grandma and then he's going to go kill as many people as he can in a public school. A school shooter doesn't just go to a school and shoot outside for 12 minutes and then mysteriously a teacher opens the door of the school, opens it up for him so he can go into the school and shoot up kids. And then on top of that, the sheriffs there are arresting parents and tasing parents that want the police to go in and to protect and to serve. Okay, is that normal or is that confusion? And why are we confused? Daniel 9-7. We're going to come right back to this. Another gun-free school shooting. I want to highlight some information to counter the mainstream media's propaganda. Because that's exactly what it is. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about how the Texas governor, right on cue, by the way, right on cue, says new laws to be passed after elementary school shooting. Again, friends, the burden of proof lies on them, not on you. Where are they deriving the power to do so? Out of thin air. It does not exist. Folks, we just had Richard Mack on a couple months back. Had Ted Nugent on last month. I don't need a piece of paper to tell me. I mean, folks, again, we don't work for them. They work for us, and yet we're asking for permission from them that work for us? Oh, okay. The governor from Texas says new laws to be passed after elementary school shooting. Right on cue. Why would he accuse a law abider that has the right to bear arms of the crimes of a guilty criminal? Because that's exactly what they are doing, in fact, friends. Well, they want to disarm you because they want to enslave you. 1 Samuel 13:22, so it came to pass in the day of battle, remember, God raised up Saul to do what? To deal with the oppressors of Israel. Okay, so let's find out how the Philistines oppressed the children of Israel. So it came to pass in the day of battle that there was neither sword nor spear found in the hand of any of the people that were with Saul or Jonathan. Bradley, come on. I'm right down the middle on this whole thing, Bradley. I'm praying. Speaking of David, isn't it interesting in 1 Samuel 17, a great chapter. Great chapter. Can you imagine all of those that stood down in the face of Goliath, Saul and his armies, just like you're seeing today in America? The church is standing down rather than standing up. Here comes little David, doesn't know that he can't do it. That's why he went out there, because he knew he could, because he dealt with the lion and the bear at the sheepcot. He said, what the Lord gave me there, I can take out the Goliath here. You know, I guarantee you, Saul and all the children of the Israelites and the priests, I guarantee you that they were praying that God would do something. And the Lord was looking down to the church, namely Saul and the Israelites, looking to them to obey his commandments in dealing with the Goliath. Remember, David said, who is this that defies the armies of the living God? He would have none of it. And being accused by his brothers of knowing his naughtiness of his heart and how arrogant he was. Well, that's not why he went. He was confident, and he was confident in the Lord. Strong is the confidence of those that fear the Lord. Proverbs 28. What did he do? He went out there and he acted. James 2:14 through 26. Faith without works is dead, folks. You pray all that you want to, but you better remember that David picked up a rock and went after. It doesn't say that he waited for Goliath to come to him. Scripture says that he ran at Goliath. You want to talk about confidence? You want to talk about the anointing? Read Psalm 18. Oh my goodness. And I know that anointing just a little bit. He ran after Goliath. One of those stones nailed Goliath right in the forehead, sunk into his forehead, and he fell dead. David finishes the job. He didn't just sit and pray. He acted, and he went to finish the job by taking Goliath's sword and cutting off Goliath's head. I suggest that the American people lawfully do the same thing here. Because until the corrupt politicians are dealt with, this is not going to stop. But I suggest that the American people start off this way. Tell all the governors, tell the president, tell the mayors, tell all those in Congress, tell all of them that have armed security detail that you're removing it because it's your call, because after all, Americans, you're paying for it. You just say to them, you first. You first. Hey, folks, right now what I'm doing is operating in the authority of the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, which starts out with we, the people. Are the governments. Okay? This is corruption on its heels. Assailing the law abiders again, and I am sick and tired of being sick and tired of this nonsense. Because you already know every time somebody gets shot, how the mainstream media is gonna the spin doctors are gonna turn it in a direction where it's always the one, or should I say? The spin doctors are always going to spin it in a direction where it's aimed at the gun, acting as if the weapon itself shot itself off. Nope, the weapon is the person, not the gun. Because he made a choice to either do the right thing or the wrong thing, right? George Washington, the first president of the United States, said the very atmosphere of firearms anywhere and everywhere restrains evil interference. This was a gun-free zone. I seen a meme the other day. It was fantastic. It showed a picture, and I'm going to see if I can pull it up on social media platforms right now as we speak. But what it was a bunch of sheep grazing out in a field, and at the forefront was a sign that said, wolves not allowed. You know what that looks like to a criminal when he sees gun-free zone? That gives him permission to go in for the onslaught. And that's exactly what they do over and over and over again, isn't it, friends? Yep, that's exactly what it does. If you want to weigh in, folks, by the way, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Please do. You know, we've been warned about this, too, and I'm thinking of Harry Truman right now, where he said, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it is only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Isn't that what's happening? Well, can you imagine how much more fearful people are going to be if we were disarmed? Yeah, we should think about that, shouldn't we? Yeah, we should. We really should. You know, let me go back to this point really quick. The president is defended with guns. Congress is defended with guns. Governors are defended with guns. Celebrities, as they call them, the Fallen Stars in L.A., right, Hollywood, they're defended with guns. Isn't it interesting how they use the celebs to say, by the way, much of the anti-gunners in Hollywood, do you know that they are the ones that are on the forefront of movies where they sell themselves with gun violence? Sylvester Stallone, oh my goodness, the list goes on. It's sick. They promote gun violence, but they're the ones that are telling and working hand in glove with corrupt politicians to disarm you. But again, keep in mind, they have armed security detail too. We defend our jewelry stores with guns. We defend our banks with guns. We defend our office buildings with guns. We defend our factories with guns. We defend our courts with guns. But when it comes to our kids, we put up, this is a gun-free zone. So telling. So telling, friends. So telling. I have a picture of none other than, speaking of, and I made a point earlier, Mark Zuckerberg. He supports gun control too, big tech. But I got a picture on social media platforms right now where he has, and he travels with an army of armed guards. Did you know that? Aren't you sick of the hypocrisy, friends? And furthermore, going back to the point of what I was making when it comes to corruption in government, they don't. Is it not bizarre that they have to protect themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve? To me, it's very telling what's going on here. And again, I don't need to keep reiterating that point, but I'm blown away by the ignorance of the people. One guy said to ban guns because the criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and the lawless. That's exactly right. Let me say it again. To ban guns because the criminals use them is to tell the law-abiding that their rights and liberties depend not on their own conduct, but on the conduct of the guilty and lawless. Is that true? Oh, you know it's true. You know it's true. And that picture that I wanted to find you, which was a meme, it was a post of the sheep grazing, and it had a picture on the forefront where it said, no wolves allowed. You can't even make it. You can't even make it up. But people, this is what the American people have taken on. Ah, my goodness. Oofta. Yeah, oofta is a good word, is it? Yeah, it is. If you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. There's so much to cover here. Let's listen to what Thomas Jefferson said. He said, laws that forbid the carrying of arms. Here, I'll give you the quote right when we come back on the other side of this. Okay. Listen to what our forefathers have said in arming us in facing off with the modern politicians who are doing their best to disarm us. Again, very telling. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott wants to know how police officers really responded to this week's school shooting in Uvalde. He's livid as new details have emerged about what actually happened as the 18-year-old gunman attacked the school, killing 9 kids and 2 adults. It was learned that a Border Patrol agent, not local police officers, took out the gunman. Local officers in Uvalde did not even engage the shooter. Colonel Stephen McCraw is director of the Texas Department of Public Safety.
Of course it was not the right decision. It was the wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
It was also learned that parents who urged officers to take action were pushed back as gunshots were still heard. Barely 900 votes separate celebrity physician Dr. Mehmet Oz and former hedge fund CEO Dave McCormick in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. A recount is underway in the Keystone State. This is USA Radio News. Temperatures barely climbed into the 90s and only for a couple of days. However, the discovery of the bodies of three women inside a Chicago senior housing facility this month is leaving the city looking for answers to questions that were supposed to be addressed after a longer and hotter heat wave killed more than 700 people nearly three decades ago. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office has yet to determine the causes of death for the three women whose bodies were found in the James Snyder apartments on May 14th. The victims' families have already filed or plan to file wrongful death lawsuits against the companies that own and manage the buildings. A settlement has been reached with families who lost relatives in last year's collapse of a Surfside, Florida condominium tower that killed 98 people. The billion-dollar settlement to end litigation over the Champlain Tower South tragedy now awaits approval by a judge. Lawyers previously had announced in court a tentative agreement that the money would be split by the families whose relatives died or were harmed in the collapse of the 12-story tower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You know, isn't it interesting, folks, online right now, and I'm on one feed here. I'm on my Rumble feed, which you can basically subscribe to on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every week, is anybody paying attention? When we first started out, we had to rebuild our social media platforms because we were stripped by YouTube, who, continuously attacked this ministry. We had four accounts set up just in case. Well, they've already pulled three of them. They can't have anybody speaking out against the WHO. And those that mean to genocide 50% of the population, saith the CEO from Pfizer, saith Bill Gates, not Bradley Dean. I didn't know that the WHO now, somehow or another, had the power to override Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, but apparently to these people and to the ignorant, they do. But what's bothersome here, friends, is how we get traction and all of a sudden we get censored again. And on our Rumble channel, just to show you how this works, every single week the numbers are rising In a pretty significant way, yet the viewership is dropping. Okay? This is what's bizarre. And it's not because it's nice out. It has nothing to do with that. This has been going on since the beginning of this ministry. Just so you know, if you're on social media platforms, you can see this as well. This is why they just pulled our Facebook channel. Okay? We'd have 3 to 5 million viewers. I'm sorry, 3 to 5 million people on that Facebook account without a shadow of a doubt if we were left alone. They cannot have people out there like me, friends. Listen to what I'm telling you. If they can't have me, that means that if they're at war with me, that means they're at war with the Word of God, which they'll never win, and they're at war with the U.S. Constitution because they mean to tear down the Constitution and recreating a new one that looks just like them. That's what's going on here. Has Big Tech, have they been dealt with concerning their illegal censorship? Has Twitter been dealt with? Has Facebook been dealt with? Has Google been dealt with? Has the mainstream media been dealt with? No. No. Not at all. That should concern everybody that's watching this show. On our feed right now, we should have at least 5,000 people at any given time watching that channel. Do the math. At least, this is a brand new channel, just so you know. On Facebook, we should have at least had 50,000 to 75,000 people watching us at any given time. Nope, that was pulled. Our YouTube page was pulled. Again, this should concern, if what I'm saying, this is what you need to hear. If at any time over the last how many years we've been on radio, if at any given time we make reference to the Word of God, or if at any given time that we make reference to the Constitution, which is in error, that's what should be censored. But because what we're holding to is the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, in an upright fashion, in a righteous fashion, that's what poses a threat to the powers that are tolerated by the American people. It should bother everybody. Well, Bradley, you got 40 or 50 or 60,000 people that watch your video every day. I don't care. That's not my point. My point is the live feed should be pulling in some serious numbers too. But notice the ones that are unimpeded is the mainstream media. I'm going to be doing a video on that next week, by the way. How come the mainstream media is not being censored? And all the well, 86% of you don't believe them, but they're uncensored, but guys like me are censored. That should tell you where you're at in this country. And that doesn't mean that me or Tim are going to drop our gloves. Absolutely not. We're more encouraged than ever to do just the exact opposite. But you do need to understand that we are under attack, and if you do the math concerning even any of our feeds, friends, you explain away the censorship. Help us understand it. Please do. Oh, and it's not because, Bradley, it's because you're so forthright. It has nothing to do with it. That's why people listen. That's why we are the number one show and number two show. Go to Genesis Communication right now. They have a live gauge. Where are we at? I can almost tell you. And I'm not trying to justify myself. I'm just simply telling you. I'm going over there right now. I'm going to GCN. I'm going to go over to the live feed, okay, on Genesis Communication. The CEO will tell you it's live, okay? Well, we're ranked number two right now. How come that doesn't generate to the numbers on our live feeds? Because someone's manipulating our feeds. And I'm going to prove it sooner or later. It's just a matter of time, friends. It's just a matter of time. And I'm not, you know, complaining about what I tolerate. I'm just sick and tired of it, and I want people to understand what it is that we go through to get the message out to you every single day, on top of all the work that's being done here. And not just me, Tim as well. If you don't mind, and we'll get back to my point in a moment here. Do you know that me and Tim, the morning show host, to get together, we usually try to do it once a year? You know what happens if we can? We haven't gotten together for 3 years in the sense of going and hanging out. But I want to tell you the times that me and Tim have went to hang out. Every morning, I'm doing an article. All day long, Tim, from morning to the time he goes to bed, watches the feeds on sonsoflibertymedia.com, continuously feeds all the contributors to that website. So when me and Tim get together, guess what? It's about a half an hour or an hour to go get something to eat, okay? Or it's about a half an hour outside where we can sit and talk, because he has to get back and get back on his watch. And none of this is made up, and none of this is trying to garner attention to ourselves, but I'm telling you, the labor of love here is incredible. 1 John 3:18. I just got back from California, okay? And in the process of doing that, over the last 23 years, it's doing articles, it's doing videos, it's getting the people to do the work, not in a second-rate fashion, but a first-class fashion, because that's how we should represent the Lord here, okay? It's getting ready for the radio show. Then it's study time every single day without fail, not because we have to, but because we want to. And again, I'm just trying to convey to you, friends, the time and effort that's put into the show concerning the morning show and the afternoon show. That has nothing to do with calling people on Tim's behalf concerning getting people to jump on the radio to share their information or their ministries. I mean, that's a task within itself, friends. And then on top of it, him taking care of his wife and his family, and us over here doing the same exact thing. You know what? I always feel like we can do more. I always do. And most people that come and observe the work that's done in the ministry, and that has nothing to do with speaking engagements. That's what we were doing in California. But when people come and observe what we do in the ministry, they say, "You've already done all this?" And it's like, oh my gosh, and we're burning the candle on four ends. Both of us are. Okay? And we're going to keep doing that. You know, it's roll forward Zion. It's like oftentimes pushing the rock up the hill, man. It really is. But we do it in the strength of God. We thank God for the grace and mercy that he's bestowed upon us. We're honored that we are the ones that are being used to bring forth this uncompromising, biblical, constitutional message with no complaints to go along with it. But I'm telling you, folks, at times, I wish people would take a step back and understand what kind of a ministry mine is. Tim is a teacher. Tim is pastoral. And he's second to none. I'm not that guy. I'm the guy that says, hold the nail, I'll drop the hammer. Understand the apostle, the prophet, the teacher, the evangelist, and the pastor. Because, friends, we need to understand that everybody has a function. And the apostle and the prophet, working together with the teacher, if you understand their function, Jeremiah 23:29 comes to my aid. Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, like a hammer that breaketh a rock in pieces? Yeah, I want to say this in contrast, and I'm going to jump on the topic in which we've been highlighting. If most people preach the way that Jesus Christ preached in his time, if he preached the way that the modern day hirelings, John 10:12, preached today, he would have never been crucified. The prophets would have never been killed. So before you judge how harsh Bradley Dean is, you might want to ask yourself the question why you're sitting in the judgment seat condemning someone that's sharing the same message. Hey, my ministry giveth no offense. Love worketh no ill. That means I owe you the truth. Okay? And as Paul said, your blood, I'm free from the blood of men. That's exactly how we end every show here. That's why we continuously tell you that your sin is before God, repent before him, and put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's a faithful witness that delivers souls. We're not here to try to conjure up followers. No, that's Christ. We follow him. We're not here because we're trying to gather as many as we can good buddies on social media platform. Though that's nice, I love people, that's not the objective here. The objective is to work ourselves out of a job, both myself and Tim, and I know it to be true. Because we have a country that needs to be saved by the Christ that we serve. And yet we're called to be his ambassadors in doing so. Are we all doing that? If we are, we're all going to understand the same conversation. There's to be no schism in the bottom, in the body of Christ. No schism. That means division. If you read 1 Corinthians 10, verse 12, what does it tell us? That there is to be in the minds of all of Christ's children the same mind and the same judgment. There's supposed to be no division. But the only way that we're all going to come into that unity is when we're all doing our part. And that's what we all need to do. And that's what we all do need to do. So we're going to come back and we're going to finish off that point. Hey, folks, I just needed to share it. I did it. And we're going to finish off this show, and I think I'm going to show you a video. But my objective here, friends, concerning what's going on today is gun-free school shooting zones. Friends, it's time to hold the politicians accountable instead of allowing them to attack the law-abiding gun owner. I'm tired of it. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, everyone. This is Pete Santilli. As a political prisoner of the Obama administration, I was the longest-held journalist in American history. I received so much support from Bradley Dean, Tim Brown, and the entire Sons of Liberty Radio family. I'm forever grateful to Bradley, Tim, and most importantly, the listeners of Sons of Liberty Radio. Thank you for your unwavering and steadfast support.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Finished. Well, I was going to tell you after hour two, after the second segment, going on to the third, this quote, and now we're on to the fourth. Laws that forbid the carrying of arms, said Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States. He said, those who are neither inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They serve rather than to encourage, rather than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. Common sense. Right? So my objective here in showing this to you is this. It's time to hold politicians and agencies legally accountable for their crimes against the innocent. I want to say something about Wayne LaPierre. And as a matter of fact, I might just take the time and show you because we're doing live radio and I just got this thought. They are an organization that has been and have been pondering off and selling off in making deals and fraternizing with the enemies within government. And I'm looking for it right now. But he was Wayne LaPierre was mismanaging his money. And I wanted you to see where his money was going. If you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, or beforeitsnews.com, this is Wayne LaPierre's home, his mansion. Okay, and so this will give you a perfect understanding as to why the NRA must be watched. They are a compromised organization, and Wayne LaPierre is a prime example of where all of that money and support is going. He's a prime example. He reminds me of a modern-day prosperity preacher. Tells you what you want to hear, but what you don't know is he's compromising your God-given rights to aggrandize wealth unto himself. Look at this. You can't make this up. Now, I have nothing wrong with, there's nothing wrong with capitalism, but this is living off the backs of the American people. I have a real problem with an organization that continuously highlights the crimes of corrupt politicians taking in millions and millions of dollars off the fears of being disarmed through the American people, fleecing them is what it is, and yet living like a king. Just like a corrupt politician, folks, that's exactly what these guys are doing. Wayne LaPierre is one of those guys. I'm showing pictures on social media platforms right now. Not hard to find. Gun Owners of America is not that organization. They are not a compromised organization. Okay? I did need to highlight that because it's, again, important for you to understand that if you're going to support something, make sure it's going to the right people. Okay? Just did a video called Time to Hold Politicians Responsible for the Victims of Gun-Free Zones, and I want you to see it for yourself. Do enjoy.
Time to hold government, individual agencies accountable for those killed and injured during shootings in gun-free zones. Did you know that since 1950, that 94% of mass public shootings in the United States have taken place in gun-free zones? That according to the Crime Prevention Research Center. If a man driving a vehicle hits a man and injures or kills him, is the company that built the vehicle to be held responsible for the driver? Absolutely not. If a man owns a hunting knife to cut up his game and ends up killing with it, are the manufacturers somehow responsible for the crimes committed? Are they to be held liable? Absolutely not. No more than should gun manufacturers be held responsible for the crimes of them that choose to pull the trigger. This is what the arbitrary courts want you to believe to be the case today. Webster's 1828 dictionary defines arbitrary, adjective, Latin, arbitrarius, depending on will or discretion, not governed by any fixed rules, as an arbitrary decision, an arbitrary punishment. Take note, arbitrary power is most easily established on the ruins of liberty abused to licentiousness. Friends, this is like blaming the manufacturers of forks and spoons for people being obese. How ridiculous. Furthermore, I ask, how can the act be apart from the actor? It cannot. And let me ask you one more question, a common sense question, and by the way, a very sincere question. Did the Lord blame the weapon when Cain killed Abel? No, he did not. He blamed Cain for killing Abel, and the curse was the consequence, and rightly so. Friends, remember, arbitrary government is not American government. We are ruled by law, not the opinion of some unelected activist that sits on the bench acting on the behalf of the highest bidder. President Thomas Jefferson, the third president, said, to consider the judges as the ultimate arbiters to decide differences of right and wrong of all constitutional questions, a very dangerous doctrine indeed, and one which would place us under the despotism of an oligarchy. Friends, no law can give me the right to do what is wrong. Don't ever forget that. Yet, what the courts are attempting to do in this country, remember, contradicts what our forefathers have established concerning the Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights. I want you to think of this for a moment with me, please. The president is protected with guns. The Congress is protected with guns. Governors are protected with guns. Courts are protected with guns. Banks are protected with guns. Factories are protected with guns. Jewelry stores are protected with guns. Sports events are protected with guns. Celebrities are protected with guns. Yet we allow these that have been given delegated authority from we the people, you know, them that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people, that they are to serve to defend America's children with a sign that reads, "This is a gun-free zone." The irony is that the victims are then to call someone with a gun if there's an emergency. These in government that work for we the people would have you believe that, somehow or another, they have delegated authority to strip their employers from their God-given right to keep and bear arms. Americans, think. Well, the good news is that someone is thinking. A Michigan state lawmaker's newly introduced legislation to hold government agencies and private businesses liable for civil damages if anyone is injured during a shooting in a gun-free zone on their premises is a promising proposal indeed, according to noted gun scholar John R. Lott Jr. The plan comes after a summer of mass public shootings that received saturation media coverage, such as in Virginia Beach, where a gunman left 12 dead and 5 injured, and at a Walmart store in El Paso, Texas, where a gunman killed 22 and injured 24. Oh, P.S., don't forget about the eyewitnesses that contradicted the mainstream media's narrative. Since then, Walmart and a host of large retail chains have banned the open carrying of firearms in their stores. Because almost all mass public shootings take place in gun-free zones, those areas would more accurately be called killing zones, said State Rep. Gary Eisen, a representative who represents St. Clair Township, about an hour's drive northeast of Detroit. Eisen, who is also a firearms instructor, introduced House Bills 4975 and 4976 on September 17th of this last year. Both measures have been referred to the Chamber's Judiciary Committee. The first bill would strip governmental agencies of immunity from civil lawsuits for incidents occurring in a gun-free zone or a weapon-free zone. The second bill makes the owner or occupier of the real estate who forbids such weapons responsible for the safety of an individual who enters that zone. Such an individual, partnership, corporation, association, governmental entity, or other legal entity would be liable in a civil action for damages that result from injuries that an individual sustains in the gun-free zone or weapon-free zone if the person failed to provide adequate security in the gun-free zone or weapon-free zone. Victor Hugo said, "Where there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused the darkness." When you look at the darkness that has been advocated and implemented upon Americans by corruption in our own government, there is no question who the responsible party is and why they must be held responsible for their crimes against the people.
So there you have it, folks. What we're going to do is, well, besides the fact that we're prying many eyeballs open concerning the issues that are taking place here, and you know what, even if this small beginning concerning the information that we're given, which we have been given out for a long time, over the last 23 years across the country, it needs to take root now in the hearts of the American people and understand as to what this is all about. And if there's anything I want to convey to the people more than anything, always question the narrative. Always question their narrative. Shut off your televisions. Quit supporting their corporate fascist companies. And begin to deal with corruption. That's just the answer that we all need here. Justice guards our liberty, and it's time to hold government agencies and individuals for those killed in gun-free zones. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.